You're listening to SBS News.
When Nicaragua's government announced reforms to Social Security in April, reducing old age pensions while increasing taxes, there were protests in major cities throughout the country. More than a third of the population lives below the poverty line. Protesters wanted the government of former Sandinista leader Daniel Ortega and his wife Rosario Murillo to reverse the Social Security decisions. The government's response was to send in the national police, escalating violence from both sides. Student Richard Pavón was one of the first victims of the violence. His mother, Maricruz Bermúdez, says her son was killed by the authorities on April the 19th.
My son was a student. He was 17 years old. He was supporting the march when the Nicaraguan Social Security Institute reform was happening here. Some people say he said, "Let's go to see what's happening in the town hall." Somebody had set a car on fire. What we know is that it was a CPF, a guard from the town hall of Tipitapa, who killed him. He died on April the 19th. We think he was the first to be murdered.
By the time President Ortega reversed the controversial reforms on April the 22nd, seven people had died. In May, a national dialogue set up between the representatives of the different parties involved in the dispute rekindled the protest and brought another strong response from the government. 26-year-old university student Ezequiel Leiva joined the protest in Managua. His father, Gamaliel Leiva, says he was hit by a sniper's bullet at a protest on May the 28th.
This young man was part of the clash. The clashes started when the Nicaragua government made a statement about the reform to Social Security. So that is when the youth rose up, among them also my son, on April 19th and on May 28th. The fight, the strike was harsh, tremendous. And that day he was hit by a sniper bullet. And that was the cause of his death.
The National Police made a public statement on June 4th, accusing him of killing an American citizen, Sixto Gen Rivera, on June 2nd, despite the fact he was lying unconscious in hospital.
The results of the investigation related to an unfortunate event of murder by the hands of criminals against Sixto Henry Vera. The incident happened on Saturday the 2nd of June around 2 a.m. The authors of this reprehensible and horrendous crime are Nestor Molina Tifa and Ezequiel Leiva. Both are leaders of criminal gangs who operate close to the Polytechnic University of Nicaragua.
Ezequiel Leiva's father, Gamaliel, incensed by the accusation against his son, went to different human rights organizations to try to clear his son's name.
Could you tell me how a person who is admitted to a hospital in a coma could participate in an illicit act or a crime? Because they involved him in a crime, and in this crime he is accused of killing an American citizen, Sixto Vera. But really, that is absurd.
The relatives of the other man implicated in the crime, Nestor Molina Tifer, also deny his participation in the murder of Gen Rivera. Nestor Molina was killed a few weeks later when he was ambushed and shot by a group of youngsters allegedly belonging to the Juventudes Sandinistas, which supports President Ortega. The Nicaraguan government denies any involvement in the killings. They have accused their opponents of attempt to conduct a coup d'etat and to be behind the paramilitary groups who are accused of the murders and torture incidents. Human rights organizations, including the Nicaraguan Center for Human Rights, Amnesty International, and the UN, say the Nicaraguan government is constantly violating the human rights of citizens, which the government denies. President Daniel Ortega told Euronews his opponents want to overthrow him and are financed by the government of the United States.
All the accounts that prove that organizations of United States, through USAID and other American institutions, sent these people here, are there. They have even recognized this publicly themselves. They announced how much money they assigned to Nicaragua, for democracy, they say. But they are funds that later deviate for what? To destabilize the country, create violence, and stimulate armed actions, like these of this band who have continued to commit crimes since 2007, when we returned to government.
The social, political, and economical crisis has struck the Nicaraguan people hard. Thousands have fled to nearby countries like Costa Rica, Mexico, or the United States. UNHCR says 200 people a day are registering for asylum in Costa Rica alone. The government has banned any kind of protest not authorized by them and has toughened up laws against the protesters. Anyone who disobeys these laws, including journalists reporting on the situation, risks being charged with terrorism. Speaking to Nicaragua's Canal 4, Vice President and government spokeswoman Rosario Murillo called for calm and reconciliation.
Estamos iniciando otra semana para el trabajo, para avanzar en el trabajo, en la seguridad.
We are starting another week of work to move forward in our work, in the security of the country, to move forward in the dialogue, to move forward in reconciliation and peace, to move forward to the Nicaragua that we all want, the Nicaragua that needs, because it is not only what we want, we need to live in peace, to work in peace, to thrive, to learn.
Gamaliel Leyva, father of Ezequiel Leyva, the young man allegedly killed by a sniper and accused of killing an American citizen while he was in a coma in hospital, isn't satisfied with the call to peace made by the government. He wants justice for his son.
Ezequiel is a victim. He's a victim killed by the government. That is the word. He was killed for participating in the marches, for participating in protests against the government. He is another victim of this government. A proverb says, a right that is not defended is a right that is lost. So, that is how rights are violated and how they are being lost at every moment in this nation.
Last weekend, a delegation of European Parliament MPs called the government's actions repressive, describing the last few months as a major crisis of democracy and the rule of law.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.